Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome back to the Create the Movement podcast. I'm Liz Montgomery, and I'm here with Brad Post.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. Today, we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics and favorite, I think, elements of our business for both Brad and I, and that is customer service and why we do it here and how we do it that I think sets us apart.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I think customer service is huge in any company, and that's just something that, you know, you and I and, you know, the team around us is really thrived off of in the past is customer service, and that's a core part of our business is good customer service, right?
Good customer service.
Customer service.
Yeah, we laugh and because anyone can say that we have customer service.
Right?
We can't guarantee what type of service it is, but for us, yes, good if not excellent customer service. We actually like to surpass the, you know, maybe standard or expectation, of what a client thinks they'll get from a company.
Yeah. We've kind of got four main points we're going to go over. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you said, what separates us is, you know, a lot of times people have had or businesses have had a website or had an IT department or had, you know, somebody doing something for them, and they've experienced bad customer service, right, in this. So sometimes going into a client, a new potential client, they've got pain points, issues that they've had with their, you know, previous company. They didn't listen to me, or they didn't, you know, build the site like I wanted, or they don't respond to me in a timely manner. So,
and you know, let's maybe say a couple examples of bad service. What does bad customer service look like? We've all experienced it in different areas, but you know, in our industry, what that looks like is, you know, I just added a, like, we have a lot of clients that are attorneys, so they might say, hey, we just added a new partner to the firm. We want to make an announcement on our website. They send that information over to their website provider, and it's like 3 or 4 weeks go by.
Crickets.
No response, no confirmation. They got the email, you know, and then it's a month later, and the new partner is like, hey, why haven't you even announced this on the website yet? Well, their website company, you know, or their marketing firm didn't follow through. So, or saying they'll do it and not doing it.
Yeah.
Or saying they can do things like, oh my gosh, I had a client who was with another company, and they were really into writing blogs and articles, and it was just some really great content for their industry, for the practice area that they were in. And they were putting up, you know, 3 and 4 blogs a month. Well, their service provider went in and broke the blog and lost all the content.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, and it was, and this was after layers of just administrative errors that they had had. So it was just a person that just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know?
There's also those big companies where if you have an issue with your website, you sit on hold for 45 minutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
Before you actually get somebody on the line. I think there's a lot of big companies out there where they've grown so big they can't handle the...
And it's just not, it's not built into their business model as something that's important.
Right.
You know, because at some point we might be an even larger company.
Yeah.
And, but we're never going to lose that as a standard, as one of our core, well, I guess not really core value, but as one of the what we lead with.
Yeah, and the standards.
And the standards. We want to lead with that because we've just seen...
Right.
So many of their businesses, that drops off after a while. They're like, do we have a contract? Are they paying us every month? Well, who cares if we took care of them or not?
Right.
You know?
So, like, kind of our first bullet under this is really just follow-up response time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a standard, you know, where whether it's a 24 to 48-hour response time, you know, usually it's just a response or it's resolved, like you said. And it's, you know, we say 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it takes a little bit longer depending on, you know, when we get the request
or
what the need is. And then...
But the idea is that we're communicating with you, so we're at least going to get back to you and say, hey, thank you so much for submitting this
right.
request, and we're working on it, or we've resolved it. We're going to give you an answer, right. so you're not just hanging in the balance.
Right. Whether it's a right. phone call or an email or mm-hmm. a text message, you know, or anything like that, it's we respond.
Yeah, we hear you.
And I think one of the main things for us that holds us accountable is that we don't do long-term contracts.
Right.
You can cancel really at any time.
Right.
And so if we don't respond to them, then, you know, that could be an issue where they do cancel.
Yeah. Well, and well, first and more importantly, and most important is that we're, you know, they've been dissatisfied mm-hmm. with our service or unhappy with how we've taken care of them. And that eventually can lead to them
yep.
canceling their service with us.
Exactly.
You know, so if someone does leave, we don't want that to be the reason,
right.
you know, yeah, and that and the no long-term contracts keeps us accountable to them. They
yes.
know that too. They know that there's a level of trust there.
Right.
That we go, you know, here's the work that we're doing for you, and if it doesn't work out, then you can make a change.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second thing is just making sure that we're keeping the clients informed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're paying us a monthly service. You know, whether it's SEO or social media or you know, anything. They're paying us a monthly service, mm-hmm. so we give them reports, you know, give them updates, give them, you know, check in with them.
Yeah.
If, you know, we've got some clients that want to have a monthly call, and that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm. We just schedule it and keep them updated, maybe walk them through those reports so you can mm-hmm. get really, like, down the rabbit hole of
yes.
technical information.
Yeah.
But we can walk them through and say, this is what this means, this is what this means, you know.
Exactly.
So they really understand and they can see kind of the evidence of the work they're putting in. This is really effective too, like when someone has, like on our video websites, when mm-hmm. someone has video up there and we do heat map tracking,
mm-hmm.
That tells us, you know, like when a video is launched or when a video is posted on the site, we can track how much of the video is being watched and how frequently it's been viewed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everyone's dropping off at a minute and a half, you know, what's happening in a minute and a half that we maybe need to change it. So just watching and gathering that information, we can go back and say, well, we need to re-edit this or we need to change this so it's more effective. But that's a monthly service that someone could just say, well, I'm going to put a video up on your site. It's going to be a great video, but then not having that data on the back end or the follow through on the monthly service, you don't even know how it's performing for you.
Right.
And we want to make sure that whatever tools we've given you to market, that they're being successful.
Mm-hmm. Same with like visits to the site and their bounce rate and
right.
you know, how many pages they're looking at and what's mm-hmm. the time on site and stuff like that. I mean, we can explain that to them, and then we can also offer, you know, solutions.
Right.
Hey, here's what we recommend
right.
that would help with that number. So, which kind of feeds into our
next one, yeah. open communication.
Yeah.
So, just, yeah, keeping that line of communication open as little or as much as they want. Because
mm-hmm.
some businesses, they're just like, please handle all
yeah.
of this for me. I'm
right.
too busy to even get involved.
Right.
Unless there's a problem, mm-hmm. then they just want it taken care of. But then, you know, other business owners are, they are maybe savvy to how they want their marketing and how they want things approached. And we love that. It adds a personal touch.
Right.
But that open communication with them, it's like, sure, let's be collaborative on this effort, you
right.
know. So through that, since we are the experts on websites and marketing and
mm-hmm.
how to show your online presence, we want to be sure to share new trends that are happening because what Google is constantly changing,
yeah.
what it wants, you know, to pull up in search results. And depending on the business, there are different areas where it's like, you know, let's do more blog writing on this topic because it's a really hot topic right
mm-hmm.
now, you know, maybe a personal injury firm or something, and there's like a high rate of car accidents in their city in a certain area that's happened in the last month. Okay, well, let's write some more blogs and let's get connected in that conversation online
right.
and help promote your business. So,
yeah, and then just new products. I
mm-hmm.
mean, you know, when you and Dominic came on, I knew that we could effectively do videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's new products that we can offer
mm-hmm.
That helps with those trends. And then what's the last one?
The last one? Okay. So really focusing on why did the client give us their business in the first place?
Right.
Something that I've seen just in other companies is a disconnect, you know, where our relationship specialists, bring on a new client, and that information gets passed on to development, and then the project management begins, and the website launches. But if that isn't communicated internally to the team, to the development team, you know, they might say, hey, I only want 5 pages of content on my site. I don't want tons of extra verbiage up there for whatever reason. And we say, okay, great. So we tell development 5 pages of content, but we make sure and point out, hey, this is one of the reasons the client gave us their business. Right. Because that another company that they were with wrote them, you know, 50 pages of negligible content that just wasn't helpful to their SEO or anything. So let's make sure we really focus on optimizing those 5 pages and making them excellent, and having that even internal communication, it really reflects on the back end. So the development team says to the client, hey, you know, I heard that, you know, we spent some extra time on these 5 pages optimizing them for you to make sure that, and they're going to feel warm and fuzzy about that, right. You know, yeah. Because their voice was heard.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, I signed on with you guys. I gave you my business because of these few things that you did differently. And I knew you could be successful with for me.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear that across the board, like from everyone in the company, we know this is why you're with us and we want to honor that.
Right.
I think that's essential. And I think it's something that gets slipped through the cracks in a lot of companies, a lot of other, you know, marketing companies.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. So, anything else that you can think of?
No, this is just one of my favorite topics.
Yeah,
I really love, taking care of meeting the needs of what the client, meeting the client's needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for Create the Movement podcast. Join us for our next edition.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.